Nova Guest List Podcast
with Kieran McGuinness.
The very best in indie, alternative, and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.
So that was The Brilliant Slump on Radio Nova by Maria Kelly. And Maria Kelly is a fantastic Irish artist, and she just released her second album last Friday night. And she had a night out to celebrate last night, and she's feeling up for it today. How you doing, Maria?
Hi, Kieran. I'm good. Yes, feeling a little worse for wear, but spirits are high.
Spirits are high. That's all we need. That's all we need. We'll focus on those. Thanks very much for chatting to us today. Congratulations. Yeah, congratulations on the new album, Waiting Room, your second album, and it was released on Friday. How does it feel to have it out?
Yeah. Oh, it feels amazing. It was really such a long time in the works, and yeah, just sort of a project that really, it captures a lot of life for me, so it's nice to just sort of be closing the chapter and putting it out into the world and getting to celebrate. And it's just been so nice to see it connecting with people already.
Yeah, well, it's 4 years since your debut, The Sum of the In-Between, which is a really great debut album. What has been happening in the last couple of years is like that it's been 4 years? Has it just been life?
Yeah, just lots of life. Yeah, I just sort of I think it captures that sort of end of my 20s for me, and just a lot of sort of moving parts in those years. I was physically moving around a lot. I was coming up against all these roadblocks all the time with loads of different things, like with my health and creativity and living situations, and the list goes on and on. But just sort of like on unsteady ground for a couple of years. But making that album sort of, yeah, helped me go through that, I think. And now it's nice to be releasing it when I'm on the other side and things are feeling much more steady.
It sounds like a really sort of a late 20s record, you know, like someone in their late 20s. It's like the fighting for independence while being like, you know, hugely aware of everything that kind of constrains you. Would you kind of agree with that?
Yeah, for sure. I think that's exactly the feeling. You summed it up there. Yeah, it's sort of those years of like, God, there's so many possibilities of what I could do or should do, or how I imagine my life should be looking at this point. But it feels like there's a lot of external reasons why I can't make it happen. Also, like, internal reasons, personal things we all struggle with that sort of stop you taking any steps forward.
Yeah, it's very modern to listen to. It's very sensitive. It's very open. It's very emotional. Is that something that you sit down and decide to do as a songwriter, or is it just what comes out and you kind of just harness it?
It's just sort of, I think for me, writing has always just been very diaristic and very, like, a way for me to process and capture what's going on in my life. So I rarely sit down with an intention to make a specific thing, really. And, like, with this project, it was really making, like, the songs came at all different points, and then I was slowly tying them together and slowly sort of revealing an idea of what it would be, and it became more of a theme and more of a bigger body of work. But I didn't really have an intention. It's very sitting down and seeing what's happening that day.
Yeah, well, like Sonic, one of the things that kind of struck me over the album is it's kind of subtly, kind of sonically, kind of adventurous, you know, like it's not like, you know, it's not like a bizarre prog rock or anything, but like in everything that you've done, there's just like a little bit of, I don't know, like there's a lot of creativity on show. There looks like there's a lot of thought put into stuff, you know, like whether it's like medical bips going on in one of the songs, or it's like the really kind of goosebumpy bit in the last song, Appointments, which sounds really kind of distorted, but not distorted in a sort of an ugly way. Like, I don't mean ugly, but like in a way that makes,
I understand what you mean, yeah.
Yeah, not in a way that makes it like unlistenable, but like just like warps it, you know? So there's lots of really good stuff like that in there while still being really connective. And that sounds like there was a lot of time spent on the palette of it. Is that right?
For sure, yeah. And I owe so much credit there to Matt Harris, who produced this album with me. Like, he's been my creative partner since I really started releasing music. And he consistently just sort of pushed us in that direction with this project, like to sort of take risks and go for like a bigger sound. And, you know, we were both actually briefly chatting about it last night, and we were both saying it was that process for both of us. I think we were both trying new things and figuring out different things in our lives while we were making this and sort of pushing ourselves. Yeah, through this sort of, through discomfort in a lot of areas of our lives, and that sort of came out in the music of like, let's do the weird thing, or let's try the thing that feels uncomfortable at first. And definitely with that last song, that was definitely that for me. Like I had always seen myself as a very quiet, sensitive singer, very like delicate in what my voice could do. And then that at the end of that song, Matt basically just sort of encouraged me to keep singing louder and louder and louder. And then we got to a point where I was like screaming in the vocal booth, and we both were like, oh, there's really something cool we've unlocked here. Yeah, I'm glad you kind of hear that, because I think that was very much, yeah, what we were trying to do and what Matt really encouraged us to sort of keep pushing towards.
It's a very goosebumpy moment on the album. But there is, and I don't, that's not something I want to kind of dwell on for you, but there is a bit of pain in here, I think, or reflection on pain, whether that's physical pain or it's like internal struggle with life, I suppose. That's a kind of a brave thing to put out there. And some people might find that quite tiring. How have you been with kind of cataloguing that?
It's a really interesting question. I think like right now, for me, putting it out into the world, it's very healing, actually, because I just feel like a different person to the person who started making the album. And I think I can look back at that process and the project and really see how it helped me to do loads of different things and help me, yeah, get past loads of different things. So putting it out into the world, especially the way I'm feeling now, has just been, yeah, filling my cup, because also, even though it was quite a painful couple of years and it's a painful album in a lot of ways, I had decided last year that I really wanted the release of it to be about connecting people and meeting new people and sort of celebration and joy. So that's really what I've been doing around the release, and that is part of the process too. So yeah, it's just been, it's sort of come back to me in a really beautiful way, putting something like that out there. So it's a good thing, I think.
Yeah. Well, the album wouldn't be complete without an Irish album. It wouldn't be complete without songs about the housing crisis. So we're going to play your take on it, His Parents' House, in a minute, which kind of I guess a wry look at it at times. But what do you hope people take out of the album?
I hope they just feel some comfort in it. I hope they feel comforted and connected, because it really did that for me in so many ways, and sort of connected me to the world again in a really lovely way. And yeah, I think it's a record, I think, about finding your agency and finding your voice when the world is feeling, you know, too much to handle. And I think a lot of us feel like that, particularly now. So yeah, I hope they can get some of that from it.
Okay, fantastic. Look, the album is great. It's called Waiting Room, second album by Maria Kelly, who we're chatting to right now. And we're going to play a song now. We're going to play the recent single. Maria, thanks so much for chatting to us, and best of luck with the album.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Let's play it. This is His Parents' House by Maria Kelly on Radio Nova.
The Nova Guest List Podcast with Kieran McGuinness. The very best in indie, alternative and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.